price is paid. A unique sacrifice, a universal sacrifice, once for all. For all. And the commentaries are very interesting in this, because the Greek can suggest for all people or for all time. Christ's sacrifice for our sin is universal. For all people and for all time. These little verses in Hebrews 7:27, 9:28, 10 verse 10, won't take time to read them, all bear this out, that once for all, universal for all time, is this sacrifice. The death he died to sin once for all, writes Paul in Romans 6, verse 10. The death he died to sin once for all, a victorious sacrifice, a ransom for our sinfulness, a vicarious sacrifice. And that's really what we're thinking in those movies that we put up earlier, the righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, give himself all for me, and I know the sinfulness of my heart. A vicarious nature, a vicarious sacrifice, is one that is given for others. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. The 300 Spartans at Thermopylae knew they were going to die, but in giving themselves, they would save many lives. The men on the walls of the Alamo, the same. Giving themselves that others might live. Bruce Willis in Armageddon, that his daughter's boyfriend might survive. He gave himself that this boy might live and his daughter would know happiness. I know it's just a film, but we see that theme come through in many, many ways, in songs and films and TV programs. But here, we're thinking this morning of the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus gave himself, the righteous for the unrighteous. Again, look just back in to chapter 2 of 1 Peter. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to our sinfulness and live for righteousness. Jesus gave himself as a vicarious sacrifice. In Isaiah 53, again, we don't have time to read the passage, but he was pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The suffering that was placed on him should have been ours, but he gave himself in our place and bought our redemption. Again, as we gather round the table, and as it says in the front of the table, do this in remembrance of me. We remember the sacrifice for our sin, a vicarious sacrifice. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through to 8, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Very rarely will someone give themselves for another man, but while we were still sinners, Jesus died vicariously in our place for our sin, because we do not deserve it. And the last thing, and apologies, sorry Ian, I couldn't get a V, so I had to go with VIP. You'll understand where I'm going here, hopefully in a moment. To bring you and me to God. To bring you and I to God. In Hebrews chapter 10, again, allow me just please to read some of those words in verses 19 through to 22. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, and having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from the guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near to God. A new and living way opened up through the curtain that is his body. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. Jesus died a voluntary death, gave himself freely, gave himself victoriously once for all, gave himself vicariously, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you and I to God, to open up the way. The curtain in the temple depicted that man and God were separated because of our sin, and it was only sacrifice could allow us to come into God's presence. But as we remember in Mark 15, when Jesus died on the cross, mysteriously the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, signifying that it was God's work to bring you and I to God. And we have, I couldn't resist myself, access all areas. I won't ask you what the movie is, but access all areas, the backstage pass, to come into the presence of the King of Kings, not some pop star. Access to God the Father. In Ephesians 2, through him, we have access to the Father by his Spirit. In chapter 3, verse 12, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. That which was blocked to us before, through Jesus' death on the cross, is open that we may have life. Reconciliation, to come in to the presence of God and have that relationship restored with him. Access to the grace of God. Romans 5, verse 2, access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Folks, this morning, as we gather, Jesus has given himself voluntarily. Christ died for sins. This death was victorious once for all, unique and universal. It was vicarious. It was given in our place for our sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, to make you and I a VIP, to have access to God the Father, to bring you and I to God. I don't know if you've ever wanted to do a tandem parachute jump. I see Ian's smiling there in the front row. That's maybe a yes. That's a definite no. Okay. Our son Connor, a wee while ago, did one of these out with the wild geese in Garva. But I remember, and Karen and I were quite nervous on the day as we watched, and this little dot flew over our heads. Part of what was in my mind as this happened was that I had heard a story not long before on the radio about a chap in America who had gone to do this tandem parachute jump. Can't remember whether it was for fun or for charity, and maybe it can be for both, but I don't consider it either. But this chap took part in this tandem parachute jump, and he jumped out of the plane. And after a while, the chap pulled the chute, and the chute didn't open. And he pulled the emergency chute, and the chute didn't open. This is a true story. And they're just plummeting thousands of feet to the ground. The choice that the instructor made was when they came to hitting the ground, he made sure he rolled round so that he took the full impact of the fall on his parachute, which hadn't opened, and then his body between that and the chap that was strapped to him. And the news report was interviewing this person coming out of the hospital, having survived, but the instructor had died. And in reality, he took the fall. He could have chosen to roll the other way and give himself a little bit of hope, but he chose to take the full impact of the fall in his body that the other may possibly live. I don't know psychologically how you recover from that, but the chap certainly physically was going to recover. He took the fall. For Christ died for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you and I to God. He took the fall. That is what we remember this morning. The ultimate sacrifice. A ransom. Christ died for sins once for all. To win our redemption, the righteous for the unrighteous, because we do not deserve it. And to bring reconciliation, to bring you and I into relationship with God, which had been broken through our sinfulness. And every single one of us in church this morning, we're all sinners. And it's by the body and the blood of Jesus that we can find access into the presence of our God, know our sins forgiven, know that redemption, because he became our ransom. Let's pray together, please. Lord, thank you for these simple words that remind us of the significant truth that you give yourself that we might have life. Lord, we do not deserve your mercy, but we gladly receive it. Your body, the bread. Your blood, the wine. That we might become your righteousness. Jesus, Messiah, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.